Feast of St. Matthew. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. I always love this passage from St. Matthew because it is so real. I don't know how many people I come in contact with through my job as itinerant preacher who always portray the opposite. In other words, even though Jesus has given them the message and has told them what he came for, there are still those who seem to think that the only people who are going to really get in are those who do everything that they're supposed to do. And for some, this means that they can only associate themselves with a certain type of people. There are so many times I wonder if Jesus would be recognized in any church. I recently heard a little story that sums up exactly what I mean. Jesus walks into a church, and of course, no one recognizes him. He wasn't the best dressed, and so many people didn't even speak to him. He sat down in one of the pews, and someone came up to him after a little while and said to him rather sternly that he was sitting in his place. Jesus got up and moved to another spot very apologetically. A woman came up to him shortly thereafter and said to him, "You've taken my place." Again, Jesus got up and moved to a place in the rear. As the people were singing and praying and worshiping as they do each Sunday, they continued to ask God to do something to help the conditions of the world. All of the people were very well dressed, and all of the people knew exactly what they needed to do. At one point, the minister lifts his voice to say, "Lord, your people need you. We ask you to hear the cry of your people. We are downtrodden and need you with us now. Help us in our hour of need." And at that point, Jesus stands up in the back and says, "I did. I took your place." And at that moment, he vanishes. How often do we stop to think that Jesus took our place long ago so that we can notice others? Yet we still fail to hear the call to see and act for justice in our own day. Jesus called Matthew because he was the person that he was. He wasn't looking for the best of the bunch, but somebody who the bunch could see has made a change. Jesus calls each of us not necessarily because of our strengths, but because of our weaknesses. When our doors seem as if they are only open to a certain type of people, when we spend more time wondering about the perfection of the ceremony instead of the homeless who cry out for justice, or when we don't pay attention to the marginalized for whatever reason, but worry more about what language we are speaking in our worship, then we need to get Jesus back in our lives. Hear the call.